This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora is a step closer to reinstating its reserve police force. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The city shuttered the reserve police force in 2005 due to lack of interest, but current staffing shortages has the city officials considering reviving the program. Interim Aurora Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This is actually a very restrictive program that is going to focus on the right set of individuals that we would want to serve our city. They either have to have a career in law enforcement or a retiree.
Those appointed to the program are considered unpaid volunteers and are not considered city employees, and applicants are required to go through the same hiring process as the police department. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A new law requires Colorado drivers to give space to stranded vehicles or pay a big fine. Sam Cole is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
If you see a stranded motorist or really anybody on the side of the road with their flashers on, yes, you need to move over a lane. If you can't move over a lane, you got to slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit.
Fines run up to $150. Landlords in Gunnison are ignoring a federal judge's order that they not discriminate against families with children. The Gazette reports a condo complex operated by the landlords has not added so-called family-inclusive language in advertising the property, which a court has required. The court finds that a violation of the Fair Housing Act. El Paso County reports its first human case of West Nile virus this year. Other cases have turned up in La Plata and Larimer counties. 20 people in Colorado died from West Nile last year. This is CPR News.